June. Birds chirping. Insects buzzing. The start of summer. Children playing. Summer brides having their wedding. The mowing of the lawns. Now, what have we forgotten?
Yes,
I'll tell you what you've forgotten. You've forgotten the Pride 48 June event.
Don't forget it.
2019.
Who are your favorite little June?
June 21st, 22nd, and 23rd.
From home live streaming.
Listen live.
Stream your podcast.
Join in the chat room.
Go to Pride48.com for more information.
Today is Tuesday, the 28th of May, 2019, and my name is Adam. And did I get the day right? Let me see. I'm just going to check right here. Yes, Tuesday, the 28th of May. I got it correct. So, yeah, I can start the show. But hello, everyone. Happy Memorial Day. Yeah, happy Memorial Day. I hope you all had a great day, Memorial Day yesterday. So I was going to record every day during the week, just like Fatty, because I want to be like Fatty when I grow up. And so I was going to record, and then I decided that I should get Memorial Day off. I get Memorial Day off of work, and, you know, so I figure, oh, I should get Memorial Day off of podcasting as well. So I didn't do it, but what I did do is nothing, really. So after I recorded on Friday, we watched some TV and stuff, and I edited and all of that good stuff, and then we went to bed because we had to get up and go to a wedding the next day. And it was a wedding in a small town called New Edinburgh, Arkansas. And I didn't even know exactly why the wedding was happening in New Edinburgh, because I'm not from there. I don't think my cousin is from there, or I didn't think my cousin was from there. But anyway, it's close to my hometown, but it's not in my hometown. It's probably half an hour from my hometown. So we decided there was a Pokemon event on Saturday. There was a raid day. For those of you who play Pokemon still, you'll know there was a raid day, and it was Larvitar. No. It wasn't Larvitar. It was... Now I'm forgetting the name of what it was. I'm going to have to open up Pokemon. But anyway, there was a raid day, and Mark said, I'll go to the wedding with you, but the only catch is we have to find a way to do the raid. Well, the wedding was at 6 in the evening, and the raid was from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. But you need to be in a city, or you need to be in a place with a lot of what they call gyms or Pokestops when you have special events. And so anyway, I said, okay, well, what we can do, Little Rock is only an hour and a half from where the wedding is, and it's 3 hours from here. So we can go to Little Rock, and then we can play Pokemon. So we'll have to get up kind of early, but we can play Pokemon, and then, you know, it's going to be pretty hot, so we can rent a hotel room in Little Rock, then we can take a shower and everything after we play, and then we can leave and go to the event. So that's what we decided to do. So anyway, we got up and left around 8 in the morning, and it's 3 hours to Little Rock, so we made it there around 11. And we played Pokemon. We each got one shiny. And again, if you're not a Pokemon player, then you don't know exactly, Oh, it's Lapras. Sorry. Anyway, if RT Cruiser, I don't know if RT Cruiser listens to this show, but if he listens, he's like screaming, Lapras, Lapras, because I don't know when they had it, but I think they had a similar day. Maybe not on the exact same day, but they had a similar day as us. I know they had it in Japan, so they must have had it in Australia as well. So anyway, we did that, and at first we were having trouble finding people to play with, and then we found these cute guys that were walking around, and we ended up tagging along with them for maybe 5 or 6 raids, and then we found a couple who were all alone, and we said, hey, do you want to do a raid with us? And they were playing Pokemon as well, and so they walked over to another gym with us, and we did a raid, and then we went to eat lunch, but the restaurant we chose was near a gym, so Mark put himself in and as kind of bait for other people to join the raid, and while we were eating our burgers. And actually, I don't remember the name of the place now, but I want to say it was like David's or Dave's Burgers and Fries, and it was really good. It's another one that's going to go on my list of really good burgers. But we did that. We did another couple of raids, and then we checked into our hotel, and we took a shower, and then we went to the wedding. The wedding, Mark really likes things that are super organized, and he wants everything to be planned to the T. Well, you know, weddings in the South, especially like if it's not a real fancy ordeal, I've gone to a lot of country weddings, and you know, you don't even have a wedding planner necessarily. You have your aunt Jenny May or something, you know, helping you with, and everyone, the church members are cooking. Well, it wasn't like that. They actually had, they had a venue, which I was, so the wedding was outside in this really beautiful country, it looked like a Christmas tree farm almost. It wasn't Christmas trees, but it was just a field with just beautiful green grass, beautiful green trees, but it was 95 degrees outside. And they didn't tell us in the invite that it was an outdoor wedding. And they said for the dress, they said that you need to wear your Sunday best. And so I had worn, both of us had worn a coat or a jacket and a tie and jeans, you know, because I mean, I don't normally wear dress pants. I don't normally wear slacks or whatever you call them. And so I normally just wear nice jeans and a jacket if I'm going to dress up. If I'm going to like a black tie thing, or I'm going to a fancy restaurant, or I'm going to a theater thing where you need to dress up, then I will. But if I can get away with it, I prefer to wear jeans. And so anyway, we had done that. It was so hot. I mean, the sun was beating down on us. There was no shade. And Mark's jacket, his jacket is black. So anyway, we did that anyway. Then we went in after the wedding. They had the reception in a barn, but it's a barn that's specifically made for events. It's not like a, you know, I don't think they have cattle or horses or anything in the barn. It's actually for events. And they had food, and they had cake and all that, but the photographer didn't start taking the photos until after the wedding, and it was very disorganized. And the photographer, I kid you not, we were sitting in there, and the bride and groom didn't come in for at least an hour and a half after the wedding. And people had already started to leave, and they wanted a family photo with like all of the family. So they had us all come out. We stood out there for like 30 minutes waiting on the photographer to take all these other photos before she even needed us. Then we go back in. It's another hour. We're eating, and the bride and groom come in. You know, everybody's like looking at their watches at this point, and Mark is just beside. He's like, oh my God, I've never been to such a disorganized wedding. Anyway, we got through it. We had cake, yada, yada. Then we went back to the hotel, and we had a relaxing evening, and then we didn't eat a lot at the wedding itself, so we got some Popeye's chicken and took back to the hotel. And then really Sunday, we did a little bit of shopping at H&M at the mall, and then we drove back. I went to the gym. He went to Mass. And then, you know, we just had a normal evening. And then yesterday I worked out, and then we just had a normal day. And then today was work. So, I mean, man, but one other thing I did is I chose lenses for my camera. Now, in my defense, the one lens that I was going to buy, I'm not going to say how much I spent because you know, I really just don't want to. What if this hobby doesn't even work out? Like, I end up hating it. I can always sell the lenses, but I figured I do video, and my DSLR can do video. So any of these lenses that I get can also do video, and I'm planning on broadcasting video this year at Pride 48. I have a whole streaming rig that I bought a year ago that I haven't used that will hook up to any kind of camera with an HDMI out, and you can stream to Facebook, you can stream to YouTube. So I'm planning on doing some streaming from the Pride 48 event. So I figured, you know, if nothing else, I have these lenses, but I bought three lenses. And but in my defense, like I said, the three lenses that I bought came up to about the same price as the one lens that I was looking at. So even though I did spend quite a bit of money, I could have spent a lot more. I got three lenses for the price of one. I'm going to have the best Alaska photos you could ever have. All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and end it here. I hope you all had a wonderful Memorial Day weekend. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can also email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find many, many more GLBT and GLBT-friendly podcasts over at pride48.com. And don't forget about the June event that's going to be June 21st through the 23rd. If you're a podcaster, you only have until the end of the day this coming Friday, May 31st, to sign up. Go over to pride48.com to sign up and to get more information. And I will see you guys next time. Bye, everyone. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.